My Bible clearly tells me that the soul that sinneth shall die. What is sin? Sin is a disease that is far more fatal than cancer. It's a disease that every human being on the planet has contracted. But God has provided us with a cure. Listen to the words of that old hymn. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. Once we recognize the reality of our own sin, the deceitfulness of our own hearts, and the wonderful cleansing and healing that God has provided for us through His Son, Jesus Christ, we have a foundation for living lives of integrity, lives of moral and spiritual wholeness. When that happens, we are ready to live true to the purpose that God has for our lives. The Old Testament hero, Samson, was a man with a deep sense of purpose. He knew exactly what God wanted him to do with his life. He was the strongest man who ever lived. Yet Samson had a fatal weakness that ultimately destroyed him. You can read his story from his birth unto his burial in chapters 13 through 16 in the book of Judges. Samson is not a fictional character in a tragic myth. He was a real man, born of Manoah and his wife of the tribe of Dan in Israel. Most people know little of his life beyond his escapades with Delilah. But he is actually one of the most fascinating figures in biblical history. The birth of Samson was announced by an angel. He was gifted by God, called by God, to be consecrated to a high and holy purpose, to deliver the people of God from the 40-year oppression of the Philistines. He was set apart to be a Nazarite, separated and consecrated wholly unto God. And because of his Nazarite vow, no razor was to touch his head, no strong drink was to touch his lips. Samson was one of the judges of Israel. He judged that nation for 20 years. He led the people of Israel in battle. He heard them. He judged them. He fought for them. And he was even betrayed by them. The name Samson comes from the Hebrew word, which means little son. Samson was the light of day, the dawning of hope of the Israelites who had long suffered under the tyranny of the Philistines. But when Samson met a woman named Delilah, the sun in Samson's life grew dim. Yet it is important to understand that the woman was not his downfall. The source of Samson's downfall was within himself. He had two major character flaws that ultimately destroyed him. He had an eye for the women, and he was overconfident. And this overconfidence led him to flirt with temptation. Is there anything wrong with confidence? I think not. The Bible calls us to be confident, but not overconfident or self-confident. Our confidence should be in Christ our Lord. We should be secure in the confidence that comes with faith and trusting God. Samson's confidence was misplaced. He leaned on the broken reed of his own human strength. He flirted with temptation and was ultimately destroyed by it. The woman who tempted him was named Delilah. She was of the female gender, but not a lady. Her name means desire or lustful. Though Samson was a man who had killed 1,000 Philistine soldiers with the jawbone of a donkey, this woman would prove to be his undoings. God had given Samson a strong, clear sense of purpose, a mandate to deliver his people from the Philistines. May I pause here for just a moment and say that his mission, in many ways, parallel our own. By fulfilling the mandate, the Great Commission, we play a part in delivering the people around us from the tyranny of sin, death, and immorality. But Samson had a problem that you and I may be too familiar with in our own life. He was lured and enticed by the surrounding culture, by the attractions of his day. He visited the cities of the Philistines. He looked around. He liked what he saw. It is important for you and me to understand that we live in a Philistine culture, surrounded by alluring and enticing temptations. The entertainment media that bombards our senses is drenched in the lure of sensuality, wealth and materialism, power and status, selfishness and greed. Temptation is all around us. And if we should engage in our own confidence, the same self-destructive arrogance that Samson did, we too set ourselves up for a great fall. Samson continually allowed himself to be lured and enticed by the godless culture around him. Paul says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds. Let this mind that was in Christ," he says, "be also in you." I'm not going to be able to finish this, but tomorrow I'm going to be speaking on the same subject.